Mariah Hansen is founder and producer of the legendary Club Skirts Dinosaur Weekend that's in its 29th year and takes place April 3rd through April 7th in Palm Springs, California. Hi, Mariah.
Hey, Charlotte. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Tell us a little bit about the Dinosaur Weekend in Palm Springs.
Oh, I'd love to. The Dinosaur Weekend is now in its 29th year. It's a five-day celebration of all things female. So you have comedy shows, pool parties, concerts, dance parties, all celebrating our lives and focusing on celebrating inspiring women, role models, cutting-edge DJs. It's just this women-centric experience that really is like none other.
Who will be performing this year?
The lineup this year is pretty exceptional. I really devote a lot of time every year to presenting a talent lineup that has potential to really break out. But this year I think I have several artists that I think have great futures ahead of them. So we're starting Friday with Cody Shane, who describes herself as a young heartthrob. She's an out lesbian. And she'll be performing Friday at the pool party. And Friday night is an artist, Lickily 47, who wears a mask. And that, I think, with a lot of other artists, might be a novel way to get some attention in the music industry. But for Lickily 47, she's so talented that it actually really works to bring attention to her message that music should be about talent and music, and it shouldn't be about a package, about the music industry packaging women, for instance, to have a certain look and feel that is even more palatable so that the emphasis is on sexuality rather than talent. And so I love her message. Saturday, we have Dorian Electra, who's a young LGBTQIA artist who is a gender bender, and she's been touring with Charlie XCX. And she's just one of those really innovative young artists whose message is be who you are. And I, of course, love that. And then Saturday night we have Dea, who is an extremely accomplished artist. I think she's a 5-time platinum. She's bringing her full band and will be performing for us. We also have Bree Steves, who is another one who I think is going to take off. She's performing Saturday at the pool party. Just an exceptional self-made artist who really pulled herself up by the bootstraps and took the music industry by storm on talent alone and perseverance. So another really compelling story about women who are breaking through in this industry that's so male-dominated and doing it on their own terms and in their own way. Sunday is probably my artist who I think is going to be the one that people go, oh my God, I saw her at the Dyna, Kiana Ledé. Another really beautiful, amazing, talented artist who also is an advocate for mental health awareness. And so I just love that part of it as well, because I think that's a topic that we tend to shove under the rug when, in fact, we really need to be talking about it, because we need to be a healthy society. And when you consider who's running our country, I think it's more important than ever to pay attention to mental health. So then Sunday night we have one of our emerging artists that are right from our community and are really trying to break out. We're trying to give her a hand is Diamond Royalty. So I think we've got this incredible lineup. And then with comedy, I put together Fortune Feimster with Shantae Wayans. So I think our comedy show is going to be one of the best we've ever produced. I'm just really excited about the talent this year. I think it's one of our strongest lineups.
Tell us about some of the events that you have planned.
The Dyna platform is something you can really rely on staying the same every year. So we start on Wednesday, and we have the opening party. And Thursday is the official opening party at Zelda's Nightclub. Friday is 100% occupancy. We have the pool party at the Hilton, and then we're going to have the Friday night party at the Hyatt. And what I've done there is something I've never done before. I've actually taken over the entire first floor of the Hyatt, which includes this beautiful white marble lobby with pillars and it has an atrium. You walk into an atrium that's probably 300 feet high, and then you can move out into the hotel bar and out into the pool and party under the stars. So it's got these different elements within the party. all in that atmosphere of one of the most elegant hotels in Palm Springs. I'm so excited about this party. And then all the hotel rooms are in the atrium area. And so if you're staying at the hotel and you have a wristband, you can actually walk out of your hotel room and watch the party from what is a hotel hallway, but it's also a balcony because it overlooks the atrium. So it's going to be a pretty cool party. I'm excited about it. And then we have Saturday day back at the Hilton pool party. Saturday night we have the Palm Springs Convention Center, which we do every year. Sunday back at the Hilton pool party, and Sunday night at Zelda's. So it's an action-packed, nonstop weekend. Drink lots of water.
What do you want to accomplish with the Diner this year?
The Diner, for me, is such an incredible platform for messaging. And it's one of the things is that I've gotten older producing the event that's become really important to me. So it's more than a party at this point. So what I like to accomplish every Diner is to send a message to our oftentimes millennial LGBTQ, well, really women-identified youth, that we can be whoever we want to be on our own terms, that the world's changing, and that what we need is the courage to live the lives that we want to live, because the possibility's there, and it's one of the reasons I pick the artists that I do. It's one of the reasons that we invite the lesbians that we do. We're always kind of providing a environment where young women can see how possible it is to break through barriers that are there only because we allow them to be. And so there's this messaging in the Diner that, for me, is very powerful. The intent is throughout the weekend, every step of the way, and it creates this synergistic energy that I think people really feel all weekend long. They really feel this magical energy, and it has to do with just the inspiration that we want to convey to our customers through the environment that we're creating. I think they start to feel it. That by the end of the weekend, people feel very moved and very elated and just in awe of the 5 days that they just experienced. So if I can accomplish that, I've done my job, no matter what else happens.
What special guest lesbians will be appearing this year?
We haven't announced everybody, but so far what we have announced, we have some really great influencers. So we have Kat Florek, and we have Casey Clark, and we have Touche Negron, all of whom have made their mark either in a reality TV show or in Touche Negron's case. She's gone on the national attention by dating Kehlani, but she's this really amazing body artist. And she's another one of those innovative young people who want to do with her art as much as possible for social messaging. And so we're really excited. We're going to have her on stage doing body art. But Kat Florek and Casey Clark are both from reality shows and very popular in the community, so we are really excited to have them with us as well. And then we invite so many lesbians to come out. We're just getting the invitations back. But I think we're going to have another really, really high-profile lesbian event as we do every year.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward with this new Congress?
I think our country is in a very pivotal stage right now, and I think the Congress is also in a redefining stage. We've got, you know, the new guard and the old guard, and one's hanging on and one's fighting hard to make a greater mark. So I think we're going to fare well with this Congress because it's predominantly Democratic, and I also think that our government's going to be held more accountable than they have been under the Republican administration. So I think that we're going to fare well, but I think we have a lot of battles going on. You know, who are we as a country? Who are we as a people? Who are we individually? Because as individuals, we make up a country. I think it's really time to do a lot of inner soul searching, because it's very easy to look outward and go, well, the world should be better and people should be different. But the truth of the matter is we should be better and we should be different. I think that it's very important for people to really start paying attention inwardly rather than outwardly, because in order to really create major social change, we have to change personally.
With LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids these days?
Teen bullying is one of the most heartbreaking episodes that young people will go through, because you're either on one or the other side of the equation. You're either a bully or you're being bullied. And there's a complicitness to this, because you could actually say that you're neither, but unless you're defending, you're a bully. And so I think that the more that we can create dialogue amongst young people and really everybody, because this doesn't really go away after teenage years, it just gets a little bit more sophisticated. So I think we really need to address as a society how to become a more kind society. And that begins with parents. So my message to anybody that is experiencing that is there are resources, and that the most important thing to do in this sense is to actually go outward, because that's an inward journey you don't want to take, not talking about being bullied. You actually want to go have dialogues and find people that you feel safe with, that you can talk to, and to help map out a way to navigate through what is a really painful process. But the good news is that the teenage years end, and as long as we can get help through, it does get better. I love that movement because it's just true. Everything gets better if we allow it to.
How can people get information about the Club Skirts Dinosaur Weekend?
You can find out about the Club Skirts Dinosaur Weekend through our website, thedino.com, our Facebook page, Club Skirts Dinosaur Weekend. Those are both really great avenues. The website's probably the best way, thedino.com.
What other projects are you working on?
I am doing the Dyna full-time, and I take a couple of months where I work very lightly throughout the summer and do a little bit of horse camping, Charlotte. So I'm not working on any major projects other than that right now, but every time I say that, somebody asks me to join a board or do something, so who knows how long that will last. But right now, I'm actually taking a little bit of time to just smell the coffee.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I love when people who have never been to the Dyna write and ask what to expect or what events to go to. And, of course, my answer is to go to every event. But I also think it's really such an incredible weekend. And my advice is to just get there and at least go to one event, because the sense of community there is so empowering. You just leave feeling like you can just take over the world, that anything's possible. So the question that I like asked is, should I go? Why do I go? What event do I go to? And my answer is at least one, if not all, and come experience this incredibly empowering, inspirational, energetic weekend that leaves people feeling like they can't wait until next year.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I have so many, but the one that I've been really paying a lot of attention to lately is the concept of impermanence. Because I think we get really, really attached, and impermanence can be good or bad, right? Like, some things you just can't wait till they're over, and then some things you never want to let go. But I think what's really important for us as human beings who are continually evolving, really, is just the concept of not becoming too attached. And so when I'm planning the Dyna, I try to be as adaptable as I can, because becoming too attached to certain ideas, especially if they're not working, ends up not being a well-thought-out, well-produced event that people are going to enjoy. So I really like the idea of impermanence, which also really ties into the concept of adaptability. So nothing is permanent is my mantra right now.